Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Murder is suspected in the case of an unidentified man found dead overnight in downtown Fairbanks. Fairbanks police say they received a report of a person down on the road in the area of 3rd Avenue and Hall Street and responded to the scene at 1224 this morning. Police say they discovered a man deceased but have been unable to identify him. They add there have been no reports of missing persons and the case is being investigated as a homicide. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says no other information, including cause of death, is being released at this time, but a case update is expected later this morning. A child buried by snow falling from a roof at her home in North Pole has died. Alaska State Troopers report that 4-year-old Alexia Beryl succumbed to injuries Monday sustained in the Saturday incident. Troopers earlier reported that the girl was buried under 5 feet of snow that slid from a metal roof and that when family members, aided by EMS and firefighters, located and dug her out of the snow, she was not breathing and had no pulse. State regulators say an oil leak from a pipeline owned by Hillcorp in Cook Inlet has been halted, but it does not yet have an estimate for how much oil was released or what caused the leak. It's the latest in a string of incidents for Hillcorp, and the company is facing a wave of scrutiny from both regulators and environmental groups. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Hillcorp estimates less than 10 gallons was released. However, the state says it still needs to do some arithmetic.
We'll be looking at the volume of the line and the amount of oil they remove from the line and trying to determine what's missing.
That's Kristen Ryan, director of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Division of Spill Prevention and Response. Ryan says the state hasn't observed any impacts to wildlife, but Ryan says the volume of oil released will factor into how the state penalizes Hillcorp for the incident.
The fine for this release.
Hillcorp is already dealing with another incident in Cook Inlet, a natural gas leak from a different pipeline, which started in December and is still ongoing. Over the past year, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fined Hillcorp multiple times for safety incidents. In March, the commission fined Hillcorp $200,000 for a 2015 incident on the North Slope that nearly resulted in the deaths of 3 workers. Hillcorp turned down requests for interviews on both the gas leak and the oil leak. To say the fines, the ongoing gas leak, and the oil leak have alarmed environmental groups would be an understatement. Among the many species that live in Cook Inlet, the body of water is home to a population of beluga whales, which are listed as endangered. This is Bob Shavelson of Cook Inlet Keeper, a group that's threatened to sue Hillcorp over the gas leak.
We've seen a toxic corporate culture here. We've seen a complete disregard for worker safety and environmental protection.
As the state takes a closer look at aging infrastructure in Cook Inlet, environmental groups are ramping up their scrutiny of all of Hillcorp's operations. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
Racers and fans are gathering this week at Summit Lake for the annual Arctic Man Ski and Snow Go Classic. Race day is scheduled for Thursday in the Hoodoo Mountains off the Richardson Highway, where organizer Howard Thies says wind has taken a toll on the snowpack.
And so it's got a hard base, so we got a snowcat, so we'll get a course in.
Thies says past champions in the snowboard and ski divisions are on the roster, but overall, the number of teams registered is far below last year's 65.
Looks like about 26 teams for the whole thing, which is really low. You know, I don't know what's going on. We got what we got.
Competition aside, Arctic Man typically draws thousands to watch, ride, and party in the mountains. He says the number of people signed up for campsites early was down from last year.
You know, the economy's tight. Everybody understands that. But we're fine. We're going to make budget. We're going to make things happen. So we're going to make it go.
He says Arctic Man fans often wait until the last minute to make their plans. He notes that this year's event includes a kids' snowcross race that's expected to attract 65 to 70 competitors. I'm Dan Bross.